Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
And Misty, thanks so much for listening. Some highlights from today's show.
So you think you're trying to do good and eat right, and then you get the munchies, which can be triggered by things. So believe it or not, social media. You're online. Next thing you know, you're watching videos of people making food, and wow, you're hungry.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be sitting next to my wife on the couch, and she'll show me a video of someone cooking something. I'm like, oh, honey, that looks good.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Especially those like easy brownie in a cup. You could make it right now with what you have in your kitchen.
Exactly. At the cash register, checkout line, there's all kinds of beef jerky and candy and
the hostess display.
The hostess display. Oh,
they never
Twinkies.
They never taste good, but they look good.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I think a Twinkie is delicious. I just shouldn't be eating them.
No.
They were before they came back. Now they taste like chemicals.
Oh, I haven't had one in a while.
Okay. You're not missing out.
Your commute. You're driving along like you see a Dunkin' on the way home, or you know, like, oh, that looks good.
I think we're good evidence of that because there's a McDonald's and a Dunkin' right on the way to work, and they're both open early. And typically you and I walk in with something.
If like I haven't had breakfast, sometimes I'll stop in and grab something, and I probably should. Yeah.
For me in the afternoon, it's McDonald's ice cream cone.
Oh, really?
Oh, goodness. They're so good.
Like, it's been a long day, and I have this whole discussion with myself. You deserve a little treat, something sweet. It's just
now, to make this worse, Sally.
Oh, dear.
Becky and I used to do Weight Watchers. The McDonald's ice cream cone wasn't too bad.
It's like it's like not actually like ice cream.
No,
ice cream.
Not.
It's a frozen yogurt type of thing, and it has less calories than traditional ice
yogurt?
Cream. I could be.
It's not frozen yogurt.
But it's.
Do you know what it is, guys?
It's lighter. Somehow.
It's McDonald's frozen concoction thing. Because it doesn't have dairy, I heard.
Oh.
Oh, no.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, well,
I'll
now you're just messing up
everything. Somebody's going
to
call and correct us here. And then there's TV advertising.
It's the worst.
See that ooey gooey, yummy stuff? I just try to remind myself most of the restaurants that advertise on TV, I really don't want to eat at, but. There it is. It looks good. You know? Will it be as good when you show up?
Probably not.
No. I don't know. Will it?
But you always need to test it to make sure.
You got me a gooey.
Gooey?
Yeah.
Do you know what used to make me really hungry? The game The Sims. Like the little virtual dollhouse.
Video game?
Yeah.
Oh,
and they always eat all this delicious food. And I'm like, I want some lobster thermidor. I don't know what it is, but it looks amazing on
lobster
my screen.
Lobster thermidor?
That's one of the things that they always eat.
What's that mean?
I don't know. But it looked good.
So what are triggers for you and how have you overcome them? Love to know. 888-888-9976. Or you can text us at 58326. Or maybe you haven't overcome them. Maybe you've tried to do something nice and it backfired. It's Kenkel, Fritz, and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. Got this from Matthew, who sent this in. He said, tried to surprise my wife with pizza, and she did the same thing for me.
Oh, yeah.
Now we have four pizzas.
Oh, no.
Delivered by the same guy. What is that guy thinking?
That they're a hungry household.
It's like, what is going on?
That's cute.
Wow.
Has something like that ever happened to you? 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326. We tried to do something nice and it backfired. So we were needing to get the tires rotated on our van.
Oh, okay.
And we've been talking about it for quite some time. And my wife was going to do it. And she kept forgetting. And so I just took the van out and I got the tires rotated finally. Did a little maintenance, you know, broke it back.
Well, good on you.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks. Except the other day, she said, sweetheart, I got the tires rotated.
Oh, no.
Did you just rotate them back?
Yes.
Oh, no.
So now the tires are exactly where they were before we started.
No.
Whoops.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
You ever been there? You ever done something like that? 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326.
Family Life Radio.
Hey, good morning. We're Kankle Fritz and friends. This is Family Life Radio. So I was watching a video last night, and this preacher held up a $100 bill. And he said, when it was made, it was a crisp $100 bill with no wrinkles. That same $100 bill was then used in a drug deal. It had been in the mud. It was worn. It had torn corners. How much is that $100 bill worth now? Pop quiz.
$100.
Yep.
Good job, Sally.
Thank you.
Is it still worth the same as the day it was made? Yes.
Yes.
And that's how God sees you and me. No matter our past, no matter what we've gone through, and no matter how damaged we are, we're just as valuable to him today as the day that he created us. And by the way, you can't do anything to make him love you more. And you can't do anything to make him love you less.
Yeah. That's cool. Wow.
So that hopefully knocks out your motivation for trying to get in good with God, because you really can't get in good with God. You're already good. You're doing things instead of a different motivation. It's because you love him. You care about, you love God. You want to please God. You want to do things that further him, because you just love him so much.
And share God with others. Yeah.
Exactly. So it's no longer working to try to get somewhere with him. But isn't that the way it is with our human relationships? To get in good with someone.
Yeah.
Got to treat them right.
And we do tend to dispose of people.
Oh, yeah. If they haven't been treating us right.
Yeah.
I think that's the proof that he is truly God. No matter what we've done, he still loves us. There is probably a point to most of our human love where you go, nope, I'm done.
Yeah.
Not him. I think that's true grace.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's why so hard for us to look at God in his godly form, as in being completely and totally accepting of us, because if our own family or friends won't, because of how we've done, you know, done them wrong, well, surely God, that he's the same way, right? Yeah. You know?
Right.
I think that's also something the enemy likes to tell us. Like, look at everything you've done. Surely God can't love you.
Yep.
So.
But he loves you just the same. Hey, if you want to chime in on this, we'd love to get your take. 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326. And we love you. We care about you. Give us a call anytime. So help with our relationships here. Daniel Meritz, he's a popular YouTuber, a Bible teacher. He's got an online ministry that reaches hundreds of thousands of people across the globe with God's truth and love. He's from the South Africa area, so he's got a really cool accent. But the book that he's written, Bold Pursuit, 90-day devotional for men seeking the heart of God. Even though this is devotional for men, we didn't just talk to him about guy things. We talked to him about relationships as well. And how do we, as married couples, or if you're in a relationship, boyfriend, girlfriend, how do we correct each other, or should we? What do you have to say?
To have a conversation, you need to do that in the spirit, not in the flesh, because, I mean, you can get heated. But you have the right to say things to your husband that is biblically correct. And you have to, in a sense. But you have to do it in a way where the Holy Spirit leads you, where you lead your husband to truth. And when you do that, it has to be in the spirit with a lot of love. And that's why agape love is so important in marriage, because in a moment when you feel, oh, my husband or my wife, now that they're getting a bit angry, you don't see them in the flesh according to your own eyes. You look at them the way God looks at them. You understand they are not perfect. They have a sinful flesh, and you love them, even though you don't feel like loving them at this moment through your flesh. You choose to love them through the spirit that is in you. Unconditional love, sacrificial love. And if you put on that switch, you decide to do that, it's as if that person can say anything now. They can get angry, they can throw rocks, they can do everything, but you stay calm because you're in the spirit. And at some point, they will also start to calm down and understand, wow, there's just something different now about my husband or my wife.
I think being in the spirit takes some pre-game planning.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, if you just go right into a conversation like that, it's usually not going to turn out real well. But I think the more you spend time with him before you get into it, that's what he's talking about.
Yeah.
You're prepared.
Yeah.
You're also hopefully prepared that this isn't going to go well. So just on the front end, be prepared for this reaction may not be good, but how are you going to react? That's right. The big question.
That's called responding rather than reacting, because you've prepared yourself ahead of time. Mm-hmm. And so then you're not so quick to say or do something that you later have to apologize for.
Yeah. And that's the problem. I think we just have conversations instead of thinking ahead of time, getting with God ahead of time. Yeah. I've been guilty of that, and things don't always go so hot.
Oh, yeah. Your emotions kick in, and that's exactly how you what you respond with. I remember a friend of mine who was a counselor once said that when he was counseling couples, he would say, whatever you're about to say to your spouse, envision Jesus standing behind them with his hands on their shoulders.
Ooh.
Right?
Oh, that's good.
Oh.
Yeah. Would you say it differently? Good question.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you want to chime in? We'd love to get your take on this. 888-888-9976. Make sure you check out the full interview of this podcast. Back to school time. It's Kankel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. And as that new school year starts up, this is cool. We're giving you some great ways that you can pray for your kids, their school, and their staff. And this is kind of fun. You guys remember that one teacher? Mm-hmm. That meant so much to you?
Yes.
Well, you can nominate a teacher to win a $500 gift card. 3 times a day, we're going to give it a chance to call in and nominate a special teacher. And each Friday, we're going to give it away.
I love that.
Yeah. So one of those...
Oh, the pencils a teacher could
buy. Yeah. One of those times would be right now. You can call us at 888-888-9976. Nominate that teacher. It's funny, I was in elementary school. It was the tale of two Miss Nelsons.
Oh.
The first one was my 4th grade teacher. Mm-hmm. Didn't like her very much at all. She was kind of mean. She had favorites. I just didn't think that was right. The second Miss Nelson was my 5th grade teacher right afterward. It's interesting, guys, how a teacher can treat you differently and it motivates you differently. She had such a way, guys, that if you did something that disappointed her, you felt so bad.
Yeah.
No. Because you really liked her. And it's like, well, why didn't I feel that way with the first Miss Nelson? I think it's because I could tell that the second one loved everybody.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. The first one was just grumpy half the time.
No.
But just think about that power that you have as an individual, that if you disappointed them, you would feel bad and not want to do that again. That's true. I mean, that's amazing, really, when you think about it.
You know, it's funny you mentioned your 5th grade teacher, because that's the one I remember so much. Her name is Mrs. Tim Brooks. And to me, she was like 7 feet tall. She was a very tall woman, apparently. But I always remember her towering over me. And she... This is going to sound like an antithesis, but she really set me straight. I had a terrible habit of being disgusted with my teachers and rolling my eyes. She's the one and only teacher who ever sent me out of the room to stand in the hallway in full embarrassment. And listen, she set me straight. I'm forever grateful.
No more eye rolling for you, huh?
Wow.
No more. I was like, oh, I'm not going to do that again.
Wow.
Mrs. Tim Brooks. She was awesome.
I don't know. I saw you roll your eyes at me the other day.
Sorry.
I'm just kidding. All right. Nominate that teacher in your life. We want to hear about him. 888-888-9976. Want to hear your good news at 888-888-9976. Give us a call. Linda's with us. Tell us what's going on.
When my husband had COVID, he was in the hospital 93 days and almost died. And every day when I would come home, when I was able to go, I would listen to your radio station, and invariably you would play a song that would touch me deeply.
Oh, wow.
And that ministered to me so much. Thank you so much.
I'm so glad. Wow. You know, that what you just said right there is why a lot of people call and give. It's like, you know, right in my moment, right in my time of need, somehow God used your station to play that right song.
And isn't it amazing? I mean, every day it would be a different song that would just meet a need.
Yeah.
It was the third week in ICU, and the doctor called that one morning and he said, the only thing we can do now is put him on the ventilator. And he has said no, and I need your input. And I said, is this to get him better or for life support? He said, it's life support. And I said, you don't have my permission either. You'll go home to be in heaven. And so within 24 hours, he turned around.
Praise God.
We had people praying across the nation. And,
wow.
And all over praying for him. And he turned the corner and he threw the towel in and God threw it back.
Not yet.
I love that. Well, what a great story.
Yeah. My husband said, he said, I don't know if God threw it back or if I threw it back. And I said, well, I had to make sure your insurance was paid up before I could let you go.
A lot of us can point back to a specific teacher in our life that kind of changed our life in a way. It's Kankel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. You can nominate this week a teacher to possibly win a $500 gift card. Maybe it's a teacher that you had. Now, some of us were in school a long time ago, like me. I don't know if these people are still teaching, but you know, if a teacher that's doing a great job, let us know about that person. And then contact them and say, hey, I nominated you. That'll make them feel good.
Oh, absolutely.
They win that $500 gift card. And who is this? Hey, good morning, Family Life Radio.
Well, I want to nominate a teacher who, this is his second year as a teacher for 7th grade English. I was a teacher for 27 years. When he said he was going into teaching, I worried because of the world now.
Mm-hmm.
But he loves to go to school. He loves his kids. Loves teaching.
Aww.
And he's a good influence on them. He's just so positive about everything. And I just wanted to nominate him.
What's his name?
Cameron Savage.
Cameron. Ooh, Mr. Savage. What a cool name.
Yes. Yeah, it was hard for him to accept the kids calling him Mr. Savage.
And he teaches 7th grade English. I didn't like that subject.
Oh, that was my favorite.
Was it?
Yeah. Yeah. Mine too, yes. Anything that doesn't include multiplying and dividing was my favorite subject.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
That's hilarious. You were talking about, at the beginning, concerns for him and safety these days. Mm-hmm. And that's why, if you go to our website at myflr.org, we have prayers that you can pray for your teacher, for their school, for safety.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just trying to get ahead of all the bad that's out there.
Correct.
And pray that our teachers are safe. God's protection would be there.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. And we hope he wins that $500 gift card.
Experience Hope. Family Life Radio.
So those Sunday night blues, you know, your Sunday night rolls around, you're like, oh, gotta go back to work. Mm-hmm. 1/3 of Americans are stressed out because of their job. How do you deal with that stress? Do you get those blues? How do you turn it around so that your job is more fulfilling? And you've got something for us?
I've been in the healthcare field for about 20 years. And every time I go to work at the hospital, I'm actually glad I'm there because I'm taking care of the patients. And now I do hospice on the side. And it's just most rewarding and compassionate field that I could be in.
Well, that's wonderful.
Well, I think you've tapped into something, though, which is if you're not doing it for yourself.
Right.
Oh, so do it for others.
Yeah. And if nothing else, do it for the Lord.
So, well, yeah, right. Ultimately we are working for God.
Yeah.
So that makes sense. Right.
I do it for God. I mean, God has blessed me with my job and...
It's a good question. How can you, if you're stressed in your job, how can you make your job others focused?
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Because we do work with people. I'm trying to think of everyday jobs that people have. Most of them involve other people, unless you're working remotely. Yeah, how can you be a service to those around you and love on those... And make that your goal.
Mm-hmm.
Our God, how can I be an influence for you today?
Well, we have a caller that has called us a couple of times. Literally, one of her duties is cleaning a parking lot after an event. And she is always the most joyful person.
That's true.
She's like, I'm just looking for a way to make somebody happier and make a difference today.
And you know what? You're right. And you're right, Misty. I know you're talking about. Her name is Cindy. She is thrilled to be doing it because she wants those around her. She wants Jesus to rub off on them.
Mm-hmm.
You know? If there was ever a gig, though, where you'd be grumpy, all these people left this trash for me to pick up.
Yeah, right? Mm-hmm.
But she doesn't act that way.
No.
That's a good lesson for us all.
I've got joy down in my soul. I'm going to let this feeling take control. Joy.
Family Life Radio, we're Kankel Fritz and friends, and it's time for the Joy Report. Wendy is with us. Tell us what's going on.
My daughter, 3 years ago, was diagnosed with stage 1 cervical cancer. It's now progressed to stage 3, and she just had a biopsy on Friday, and thankfully, by praise of God, it's not another cancer.
Oh, good.
So,
wow.
It's joy.
Praise the Lord.
It's joy.
That's great news.
Yeah.
So what is her prognosis now?
She has to have immunotherapy, and that just continues until it doesn't work anymore. So every year that we have with her is a true blessing, seeing as we had lost my oldest 8 years ago.
Oh, honey.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
So I have her in my life, and that keeps me going. So it is joy. It is joy. These are tears of joy.
You know, every day that we have with those that we love should be cherished. I don't know why we have to have something like this happen for us to think that way, but we should think that way every single day. And ourselves, too. You're alive today. You're here. There's air going in and coming out of you, and that's by the grace of God.
I get up every day and have a conversation and tell him that it's through his grace that I have and that I am who I am and what I am every day.
That's beautiful.
Yes. You know, maybe you found joy in the midst of a difficulty. Man, we would love to hear your story. Give us a call right now at 888-888-9976. Talking about being stressed, overwhelming your job. What do you do in that situation? And who's this?
Hey, this is Rebecca. I heard you guys talking about what people do when they're overwhelmed.
Yeah, Rebecca, what do you do?
So, whenever I'm getting to that place where I'm like getting super mad or overwhelmed, and it's the prayer of St. Francis of Assisi, it just reminds me of all the things and gets me back on track.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm looking up the prayer of St. Francis of Assisi.
But it helps guide your prayer.
Oh, this is good. Make me an instrument of your peace. Where there's hatred, let me love. Where there's doubt, faith. Where there's despair, hope. I like that. That's a good prayer.
Yeah.
I love that. Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console. See, that takes the focus off of you.
Mm-hmm.
To be understood as to understand.
Yeah, not to be loved, but to love.
Yeah, I think any time you can take your focus off of you and onto others changes everything.
Oh, yeah. It's like, oh, wait, the world doesn't revolve around me.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. We'd love to connect with you on Facebook and Instagram, where you can share your good news or joy report. Just look for and like FLR Mornings.
Thanks for listening to the Kankel Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.